Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Move Around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. Hello, everyone. We are
so glad that you were able to join us today. This is the third Saturday of April, no less. Boy, April already, and it seems like we just began the year, although we're just beginning the new season. This is the next season. We're going into our spring, summer season. So I certainly hope that you have enjoyed the year thus far. Today brings so many things. What is today? Today is April 15th. Typically, April 15th is the deadline day for those taxes for most folks. Although if you're in a business and your business is achieving a certain level of success or however you want to place it, your tax day may be another time during the year. But for most folks, today is tax day. But alas, since it did fall on a non-work week, yes, then they are giving you a grace period until April 18th, from what I understand. So that is definitely a plus of benefit for you. But don't hold me to that. Make sure you're speaking with your tax accountant or the person who does your taxes. If that's you, then kudos to you. But if you are running a business, this is just a side note. Sometimes I just have to share things as they come to us. So if you're running a business or you're attempting to run a business, you want to definitely look into having an accountant. Yes, although you want to know how to count your own money, but accountant is proficient, hopefully, in understanding the tax laws and how they change. Boy, the tax laws, they change more frequently than travel. But travel changes frequently as well. Oh, my goodness, there's always something going on anew in travel. So, again, we're glad that you were able to stop by here as we move around with Deborah. Now, you probably booked your vacation for this year or even next year. And then you listen to the news and ask, what is going on? Oh, my goodness, there's always something changes. And your question to yourself and to others, is it safe to travel? And then you may say, but I'm still going, because you've made that investment in changing the scenery, getting a lifestyle uplift and a life journey. There's many answers that you can give, and for the travel advisor, they can get. My suggestion to you is, just like you get a professional when you're in business to allocate the proper way to count your money, so to speak, you should get advice from someone who is knowledgeable, transparent, and trustworthy in the travel industry. And they're now labeled as travel advisors. Yes, they used to be travel agents, listed as travel agents, but we in the business, we're tending to come away from that terminology. So now we're considered to be travel advisors. And once you start booking and start researching, you'll say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense to get a professional involved because the travel rules and situations change on a regular basis, always changing. They're always updating. And it's no fault of your own or for the vendor. It's just the way life is. Nothing stays the same. Things change all the time. So I'm glad you made it here. I want to talk about some of the things, some of the questions and concerns you may have about travel and safety. Safety is key to when you travel, what you're going through. And we'll also, throughout the call, I hope that we're able to stop by a site where the homeless will be fed nourishment and support with our sister of the mic, Zelda. Zelda comes on every Monday for Monday Morning Mindfulness. The times on Monday through Friday are different for our broadcast. We come to you on a Saturday afternoon just to allow you some flexibility, and that's why we come to you midday on Saturdays. And then on Sundays, of course, we come to you in the evening. But Monday through Friday, the Female Solution is here for you every morning, starting Eastern Time, 8 a.m., Central is 7, and so forth. Now, when I give times for our shows, and typically when I speak in a time segment, I'll be speaking from Central Time. So if you don't mind, understand the different time zones that go on across the country and around the world. It's very, very, very important that you keep up with the time. I am so excited that when you travel and you change time zones, a lot of times, if you have a digital calculation for the time, it automatically changes as well. That is amazing how even on a watch, you know, the watch that we used to wear on our arm, and yeah, we used to. We all tend to, for the most part, get our time from our phones. Now we're getting all technical. But I want to tell you, don't get too far away from those wristwatches or those chain watches. They will come back in handy because we never know when something, the satellite, the technology does not work. But it's exciting to know that when you change time, periods, no matter where you are in the world, your phone pretty much adjust to that. And so that's an exciting thing. So again, when I speak to you about time, I want you to know that we're talking about Central Time. So again, we want to thank you, welcome you. I hope you've got your pencil and paper because I'm going to run through some things. We're only here for a couple of hours. I could actually speak to you about travel for much longer. I'm excited about travel. I've been traveling all my life. I'm an Army brat, so I've got the travel fever in me from birth. It is great. But if you have a question or concern, you want to make a statement, you have a suggestion you want to bring up, please give me a call and let's talk about it. Our number here is 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. And so we have callers already on the line. I am so excited to hear that. Let me bring in, before I go any further, again, please like, share, and subscribe. But I want to bring in 312-849. Your mic is opening. Let's see. Let me try that again.
I don't know what you're
saying. Well, I mean, you know, you might have other people that you're seeing in Chicago. I don't know.
Hello.
I got to get back to the trip. I was trying to make sure that I was going to stay for a service tomorrow. Like I did last week. I did.
Hello,
Naeem. Mm-hmm. And got Hillary and I finished dressing
up some stuff. Oh, that's the birthday girl. She's out there celebrating her birthday. And hopefully, maybe we'll try to bring her in again a little later. Somebody goes, probably came up to salute her as she celebrates her Earth Day birthday. It's a wonderful thing. Everybody has an Earth Day birthday cycle. And whenever yours is, I hope that you are celebrating life, actually, for the whole year. That's what I try to do, celebrate life for the whole year. So getting back to what we are here for in the travel industry, I like to start off just to give some brief specific about the weather. Oh, my goodness, the weather. Whew. I don't know. We're definitely in a climate that no matter where you are in this world, it is different. In the Midwest where I am, we've had a beautiful week. You know, we even hit a record high this week, and I'm excited about that. But then, oh boy, here we go. It's scheduled to we're possibly going to see some snowflakes come this weekend and Monday. So, you know, I live in the Midwest. I'm kind of used to the flip-flop, the flim-flam, the going back and forth and being prepared no matter which way we end up. So we're going to be prepared for that. But I definitely want to say that across the country, the weather anomalies that we've been experiencing in the United States, challenging. Now, I must admit, some folks that I've spoken to across the country said that they're fine. They're not experiencing any challenges, and they're just happy, peachy keen. And I am so impressed with that. But then there are some that there are some extreme cold, there are some extreme heat, there are extreme water, a snow. There is even a fire. There was a fire in Ocean County, New Jersey. It was like, I'm thinking, okay, is this New Jersey or is this California? Because we're kind of used to the fires in California, but in New Jersey, that was devastating. So we pray that everyone is safe and taking care of themselves. Let's see if we can get this caller in again. 312-849.
Yes.
Well,
Naima, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Welcome. Yeah. We were just talking about how you probably over there celebrating.
Yeah, well, actually, we're just leaving Rainbow Push National Headquarters, where our new mayor-elect of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, spoke, and that was a celebration. And
yes.
So,
I want to just say this before we go. We congratulate him. But for those of you who think that he's going to be able to get in there and be a miracle worker and do everything that you want him to do, don't be delusional. Everybody
yeah.
will be able to satisfy everybody's needs. We just want to be a team player. We don't want any falsehood. You know, we don't want any deceptive conversations. And I know sometimes it looks good to say what you think the people want to hear, I, for myself, I want to hear the truth, good, bad, or indifferent. I want the truth. Don't tell me a story.
Hey.
Because that's like looking at a misspelled word on a document. That's the only thing that's going to stand out. So
right.
I hope he was received well.
Oh, he was definitely received well. I mean, you know, big time celebrity now. Everybody's cameras and all that, reporters and, you know, everybody with the cell phones out and all that. So we were of course live on the Female Solution Facebook page, and so, you know, and we reminded people to tune in at 12 or move around with Deborah. And one of the things that I saw, which was interesting, of course, a lot of the comparisons to the victory of with Harold Washington in 1983, and now this is 2023, you know, and people like to look at numbers and, okay, so that was, what, 40 years since that time, which, you know, we all remember how old we were when Harold Washington got elected mayor of Chicago, and that was a big thing because that was, you know, if we look, just look at the momentum of the whole election cycle, that kind of ultimately gave us the momentum to elect Barack Obama mayor, I mean, president and all of that. So, you know, there were a lot of speeches about the significance of the historic moment. But like you just said, I hope people don't expect this a miracle is going to happen, because every city in this nation has the same economic distress, and one person can't fix it, and economic distress creates crime and violence and poverty and despair and all of those things that every city is going through. And, you know, we know that the solution is not something one person can just wave a magic wand and make go away. So
it definitely takes a team, and I certainly hope that the team is comprised of some of the leaders that were out there campaigning all along on this journey. I hope that they don't cease and assist because they didn't win. My mom used to say they got mad and took their basketball and went home. I certainly hope that they continue to play on the field and bring their expertise. You know, we have a lot of knowledgeable and folks, if we can just get together and not everybody want to be the leader, everybody want to be the boss, and not want to pull and diminish and degrade other people, be respectful, we could, boy, can you imagine with all the success that could be had if we just could work together?
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. And I really think that if we can think collectively, and Brandon Johnson did promise this when he was running, that he would work with all the different community groups that were presenting programs and work, and make sure that they're funded, they're given the resources that they need so that they can be successful. Because there's people out here that are doing things. Everything doesn't have to come from the government. Everything doesn't have to come from the established elected leadership. People in communities can do things themselves, and they can make things happen themselves. So I'm hoping that that's the kind of partnership that we see.
Yes, exactly. And if we can identify that and move forward, we can certainly be successful and be a scholar city. Now, there's a lot of things that are coming up to Chicago, say, like the Democratic Convention next year in 2024. That
yes,
was secured.
That's going to be a major thing, yes.
And you know, because of the hospitality era, the hospitality industry is going to boom
with just the announcement.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Starting.
And, you know, as a travel agent, I don't know how you go about getting into the process of being one of those that people seek out for arrangements. I guess you can just find out what
you're breaking up. Naima, you're breaking up. Maybe there's a window down in the car. Yes,
yeah.
That's much
okay.
Better.
That's better. Okay. I'm in the car with our colleague Marcus, so I guess he'll be burning for a few minutes while I'm on the phone.
thank you for your diligent work, Marcus. We love it.
He said, thank you for your diligent work. Yeah. So one of the things that I have noticed is that when people think of Chicago, the first thing they think about is the violence and is this city safe? And so people may look for a travel agent to tell them where the safe hotels are or the safe areas to travel to. I got it. Didn't bring it. I think that's one of the things people will probably be looking for. You know, is where can I stay that and where can I visit, you know, because this place has a lot of cultural things. I would love for people to be able to, one of the things that we talked about was there's a lot of money that's going to be spent. And we would like to see the neighborhoods have some of that money. But people who come from out of town, they're going to need some recommendations as to where it is safe to go culturally, where it might be an interesting event, and where could they get an authentic Chicago experience. Not everybody wants to come and hang out at the Loop for however many days they're going to be here. They want to really see the city. So, you know, you may want to just send your information to all of the news outlets because they're going to be sending reporters, and maybe they somebody who give them an insight.
Not only the reporters, but also the constituents and the followers. That will be.
There are people who come to
attending.
The site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you know how conventions
lot.
Are. Yeah.
A lot of times that we find our neighborhood establishments are not as well kept as a traveler might expect it to be, and they tend to shy away. One of the things that Airbnb, even though they're changing their rules somewhat, that's one of the more prevalent ways to get into the neighborhood. Now, as far as safety is concerned, there are safety factors, but anywhere can you be safe? You know, so you have to learn how to be aware of your surroundings. We know that there are some areas that you definitely want to stay away from. But something can happen anywhere. So you want to be in a culturally rich location and not an urban flight location, like when Dr. King came to town. I think he stayed
on the west side in the ghetto on purpose.
Yeah, he was in the ghetto. And then Jane Byrne wasn't Jane Byrne the one that went and stayed in Cabrini Greens in the project? But look at all of the security that each of them had as they were living in those places. So a lot of times they're not going to be that security, but you're absolutely right. A travel advisor who is familiar with the city, or even if they're not familiar, they haven't been, they know how to reach out to someone in that city and become familiar is definitely the most advantageous way to go. So there is Choose Chicago, which is an organization that will give a lot of information about what's going on in Chicago, and I'm sure that they're scrambling to get the best sites together. And there are definitely organizations and travel advisors that promote and focus and have a niche in the political ring. I think that after every election, there should be a plethora of politicians traveling, even before they get into, be sworn into office. That is definitely something that we should pay attention to. So what I want to do now, Naima, I really appreciate you being here. You can roll the window down. Let's put your phone on mute. Roll the window down. Get you some air while we go to commercial break. And then we'll be right back. Continue this conversation.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Yes, we are. That's the wonderful thing about the internet, the WWW Wide World Web. You know, a lot of folks forget about that. We are internationally identified. So it is something that we want to make sure we come to pass. Oh, it looks like we're joined by another host. Thank you. Remember I stated earlier we're going to be feeding the homeless and the hungry. So we looks like we're pulling up to our leader, Zelda, our sister of the mic, Zelda, who is feeding the homeless on the west side today. And we hope that you're doing your due diligence in helping someone who is not as fortunate as you. You know, we're all a little, shall I say, one situation away from being in a challenging arena. You know, we never know when it's going to be a situation where we'll end up homeless ourselves. Have you ever thought about that? You just figure that everything is going to work out and we are going to be fine. Well, that's not always the case. And I want you to know and understand that sometimes we too can be put in a situation, in a position where we can lose everything and not be able to recover. So I am going to again ask that everyone who is here in my earshot, please prepare to have a pencil and a paper, write down some notes, because you will be given some information that you'll be able to use a little later. And again, I stress to you, pick up the phone, call in with your questions or your concerns or your statement or your suggestion. Call in at 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Call in and let's talk about what's going on in the world. You know, so much is going on. Before we left off, we were talking to Naima, and then we went into a commercial. And one of the commercials, it talked about our young adults. Do you know that our young adults are the key to our livelihood? Yes, I know you say you're training them, they're your children, and you know better than they. Well, you may in some cases know better than they, but they have a different perspective, a different outlook, and maybe you have built up in them, they have transformed into leaders, and they're going to be leading us around. Wouldn't that be something special? Wouldn't you like to relax and allow the youth to efficiently come in and dictate and dedicate their lives to making this world better? You talking about making it great again? No, I think we're looking for them to make it greater, not great again, because anytime you go forward, hopefully you're going to get better. But let us allow the young adults to have their say. Let's stop shutting them down.
saying you don't know what you're talking about. Listen to them. If you see where there's need to critique them, then that's what you do. You have a conversation. But we are not in a dictatorship. Oh, so I had to get that by. So we're talking about you book your vacation, and then you listen to the news and ask, what is going on? And that is what I said this weekend or this past week when I looked at the south of Florida, and it just looked like a bucket was dumped on that area. I mean, it was just amazing, the water that accumulated from the rain on the land. Now, Fort Lauderdale is already positioned as an island of some sort. They have lots of canals. You ever saw the Venice, you looked on television and you see the canals and whatnot in Venice, and that's how pretty much they travel in Venice, by boat. Well, Fort Lauderdale, if you ever want to get a little snippet of it, you can always go down to the Fort Lauderdale area. And they have lots of canals and shipyards, well, not shipyards, but that type of setup going on. But this past week, it has been such a challenge with the water and even the flight. There are a couple of flights that I just want to share with you that it was amazing. A JetBlue flight from Newark to New Jersey, then on to, from Newark, New Jersey to Fort Lauderdale, what had to be diverted to the Bahamas. That's not even in the country. But it had to be diverted to Nassau, Bahamas for 3 hours, and then the plane had to go back to Newark because they just couldn't land in Fort Lauderdale. So can you imagine? It's so many things that were going on. One, you get on a plane, and even though you're traveling within the United States, I always say, get your passport. Be prepared. Be like a Boy Scout, a Girl Scout, or the Scouts. Be prepared. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. In this situation, when the plane, even though it was an emergency situation because they had to refuel, so they had to go to Nassau to refuel, nobody could get off the plane. Why? Because half the people did not have their passports. And in Nassau, the Bahamas is in a different country. And so if you're not traveling with your passport, you cannot get off the plane because now you're going into a different country. So that's one situation. Another situation, you never know what's going on. The people had to go back home to New Jersey. So that means that whatever travel arrangements that were made, they were not covered. You know, they had to cancel some of those arrangements and whatnot. Now we're scrambling to get refunds and that type of thing. Did you have travel insurance? Was it covered? Because it does not have to be covered by the airline because it is a natural disaster. Natural disasters, they don't have to cover you. If it was an equipment situation or something like that, yes, they can be covered. But for a natural disaster, no. So that is another thing, another situation. And also, there was even a British Airways jet that came all the way from London that was supposed to land in Miami. So I say this weather challenge was everywhere. But fortunately, I mean, they had to fly around and fly around, and the weather didn't break. They were running out of fuel. They ended up being diverted to Orlando, Florida.
and to be able to refuel. Now, subsequently, I don't know if they ever got to Miami or not, but it was something else. It was 2 days and nearly 26 inches of rain poured down on that region. You saw people dragging suitcases submerged in water, and these people were determined to get into the airport terminals, and I'm sure to other places. I mean, all over, cars were submerged. People were walking. What about, you know, the water was already up to their waist. Where are the children, the little animals? What's going on with them? Oh, it is just so devastating what is happening. And now just imagine all of these homes that have water damage. Now they're not going to be able to be habitable. Thus, the folks are homeless. They didn't plan to be homeless, but there's only so many hotels and so many places that weren't damaged that can take in these folks. We never know what situation might come up. Going back to how folks were dragging these suitcases, it dawned on me. I'm so glad that when I pack my suitcase, I always pack everything in a Ziploc bag. Yes, you say, why are you putting your things in your clothes in Ziploc bags for this situation here? Because the suitcase itself, it may be waterproof. Materials, it may be hardback material. The zipper, the opening, that is not necessarily waterproof. So water can seep in on the sides. You never know. I'm just saying, think about it. It is an option for you to consider. I wanted to also share with you that, did you know today was a couple important landmines. Well, this one, first one is a landmine to me. 111 years ago, the Titanic made them voyage, and we all know what happened there. 111 years ago, that's amazing. Has anybody ever visited the Titanic Museum? They have a few in the world, so very interested. And it's beyond, there's so many lives that were involved, beyond the ones that we saw on the television. And then Earth Day, is that today? Earth Day, are you planting your garden? It's garden time, yes. I was fortunate enough to be on a call with the Female Solution, and they were talking about how different fruits grow differently in different regions. And I was amazed when I understood that you could not grow watermelons in the Midwest. But I remember years and years and years and years ago, there was a field, and there were watermelons growing out there in that field. I remember, and that watermelon was so good. Now, it was one of those electrical tower fields, you know, how we used to have all the electrical wires going across. It was in a field that's all that was out there. So I don't know. Maybe because of the electricity in the area, it enhanced the growth of the watermelon. But what are you growing here this day, Earth Day? And what are you saving? How are you protecting the future of the Earth? Are you utilizing plastics? Are you using paper goods? Are you recycling? What are you doing to help get through this Earth day and be a good citizen for the earth. We want to think about that. What are you doing? Write it down. You don't have to be great at it. Just write it down and get a plan. You know, we love making plans. You have to, everything is a plan. I mean, you getting on this podcast today, it was planned. You planned on being here. What you're doing later on today, you're planning. What you're wearing is a plan. We're always planning something, which is, I tell you, you got to plan always. Let's go to the, there we are. Let's see if we have some audio for where we're feeding the homeless. Hello. Hello, Zelda. I see you. Spirit of Life. I hope you can hear. Let me see if I can adjust this audio so you can hear.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Yes, Deborah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Wonderful.
Welcome. Thank you.
As you can see, you don't need to see me. You just need to see what's out here. Hey there. Stop by and get some food for the hungry, for the homeless, and clothes. Please take some with you. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get people to get so we don't have to take all these clothes back.
You know that's the truth. And it's some nice clothes.
Girl, it's some cashmere. I done seen some leather. I done seen some everything up in here.
Oh.
If I could fit some of this stuff, there's a fire over here. All right, now. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Oh.
If you see anything you want, please take it. Don't hesitate. Just take it.
Yes, take it.
Just ask that you leave us the hangers. Just leave us the hangers.
And if they need the hangers, let them have the hangers, too.
Okay, yeah, if they need them, they can have them.
If they need them, they I got some hangers, you guys.
Okay. Oh, look at this nice sweater, too.
Oh, that is
beautiful. This is not throwaway clothing. This is caring.
No.
It's got a price tag of $69.99.
Oh, so that's still brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand new. And they have bed clothing, seats, towels, toys for kids. Anything you can think of is right here.
That is very important. Now, where are you located?
We're on the corner of Washtenaw and Congress.
Washtenaw and Congress. In Chicago.
Yeah, Washtenaw is in between Western and California, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, how long will you be there?
Until the food runs out, until the clothes run out.
Oh.
They're cooking it now. But in the meantime, grab you anything you want. Anything. Anything you see, T-shirt, coat, sweater, towels, socks, shoes, anything you want, please take it. Hey, baby, how you doing?
And if your children didn't come with you, take that too. Take it for your children. Take it for your wife.
That's right.
Your significant other.
Your friend that needs something. Take it. Don't hesitate. If you look at it and you like it, take it. Please take it. We got tons of clothes.
Yes.
It's still cooking, though. So y'all take your time and do your stuff right here. Your credit card is good today. Messed up credit, don't need it today. Just come in and pick it off the fence.
That's right. That's right.
My man here got him a coat. Right on, babe. If you need some help, what you need? You want that? That's too little. You can sleep in it, though.
It's it's too little, but.
Yeah, you can sleep in small clothes. Now, this is Miss O.Z.
Hi, Miss O.Z.
Miss O.Z. You are live on the Female Solution and on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning Network TV show.
Yes.
Tell us how you came about with me.
Actually, I just started out. I just ragged around giving out blankets to the homeless downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to barbecue all the time, but my son used to play football. From the barbecue, it started out cold. So I made for acting camp. And from there, and hopefully more touching with more so that we can bless you.
Bless you.
They will. I remember having a block club parties, and it was more people that didn't live on the block that came by to get the hot dogs and the food, and we would welcome them.
We welcome them. Yes, we.
Yeah. 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 So I welcome everybody. I just don't think the homeless. I love working with the community event. We all are one. So, and we all are God's people. So
yes.
Okay, now you also have the first homeless gala coming up on June 3rd. Tell us about that. Speak up, I can't hear you. Speak up.
It's going to be at Crystal Sky Banquet Hall. It's Obliging Care Network's first benefit gala. And it's going to be at Crystal Sky in McCook, Illinois. We have a link on Facebook where the tickets are on sale for $100. That includes dinner, open bar, live music, DJ, hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a wonderful event.
Open bar? Did you say open bar?
Yes, she did.
Oh, my goodness. I guess that's why the tickets are
$100. Yeah.
We haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't heard that this year or last year or the year before.
So that's what we're going to get together and we're going to have a really nice time.
And because you are a nonprofit, donations are tax deductible.
Yes, ma'am, they are. I am a nonprofit charity at this time,
mm-hmm.
So we welcome all donations so that we can bless our body up and everything is tax deductible.
All right.
Great.
And they can go to your, yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I don't have any dollars, but I can apply for anything else.
No, baby, I should have done. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Yeah, those are good. Those hygiene packs.
Yeah. You can get anything up here you want. Anything. There's a nice, great dress right there. You're quite welcome. Enjoy your day, sweetie. Thanks for stopping by. If you see something for a neighbor, please grab it, or a friend, a sister, brother, mother, father. Oh, look at that little baby snowsuit up there.
Oh, that's pretty.
That is gorgeous. I'm telling you, this is not throwaway clothing up here. This is nice clothing to wear.
Now, what's in the hygiene pack?
Oh, in the hygiene pack, of course, they have deodorant, soap, hand sanitizer, all kinds of good stuff.
Good. You know, that's something that a lot of times is missed out on. People don't realize that the folks, they live out on the street. They still need soap and water.
Right.
They still need hygiene. The females need the special hygiene products.
Right.
And a lot of times we miss out. Some of them have children, so they the children need the products. And everything is needed. I was just talking about how all those folks in Florida that got flooded out, they're all homeless. We're all one step away from being homeless.
God bless
you too.
You don't look like you got enough in your hand. Like, you need to stop over and get you something else off the
top
of it. Oh, you can do it now.
All right, now. So I'm going to say, pillows over here as well. Comforts and pillows.
There's pillows. I saw a whole bag of comforts and sheets and nice comforters, too. I was like, man, nice stuff.
Yeah.
What are these?
Those are baby comforters.
Baby covers.
See?
Here, a whole bag full of them. Full of them. Please.
And
we haven't even unpacked yet.
Tell us again where you are so maybe somebody's listening. They can stop on by.
We're in the corner of Washington and Congress. We're going to walk in. Some people that might not understand what I'm saying because if you're not familiar with the West Side, you won't know exactly where this is. It's between Kedzie and California. On Congress Avenue.
Let me tell you. Everybody got GPS now.
Can you see the sign? I can't see because the sun is in my face.
Yeah, it's in mine as well. But everybody got GPS. They know where Washington Hall and Congress.
Yeah, well, see the address right there, 2701 West Thomas. How about that?
Okay, 27. Okay, don't go to the people's house and knock on the door.
Don't go to that person's house.
Right, right.
That's coming, 2700 West Thomas. How about that? Congress and Washington.
Ooh, you mean they knocking on the door? Is this the place?
Is it free?
There we have, and it's plenty. You know, the sun will be out for a long time. It's plenty. If you have an organization that you give to homeless people, come on by and gather for your organization because the folks can't get there.
Right.
Yeah.
And they can go to my blog, zeldapeace.wordpress.com, to get information on the first homeless gala.
Great. Now we have the birthday girl who's in the backstage there, Zelda.
Can I let her in?
Yes, you can.
There's the birthday girl.
Yes.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. I know I can't sing, but my heart is in it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes. Well, it's at the top of the hour, and mm-hmm. we're going to come back and talk further about it, but we're going to have to go to a couple of commercials. We want to make sure we pay our sponsors. Mm-hmm. And be sure that you go and you get your pencil and paper and write these things down, like write down Washington in Congress. And if you can't get there, call somebody and tell them to come on out so we can get these items in place. And then we're going to go to commercial break, so please hold on just a moment. And we'll be right back.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com. And I'm Viato.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
All right. Well, we are back. Thank you so very much for being here. It is certainly a pleasure. You booked your vacation, you listened to the news and asked, what is going on? It is so much going on, and you need to stay in tune. And if you don't have enough time to stay in tune, then you need to partner with someone or get the advice of someone who is professional in the travel industry, a travel advisor. Those travel advisors are knowledgeable. You want them to be transparent and trustworthy. So make sure it makes sense for you. I just want to say I want to thank our sister Zelda, who is out there on this, providing an opportunity to those who are less fortunate. Now, you don't have to be homeless in order to join them out there on Washtenaw in Congress in Chicago. It's an opportunity for everyone. And yes, those boots are fabulous. Look at the game. Oh my goodness. Everybody knows that the children's toys are torn up now. They need some new set of toys. And the whole box full of toys. I like that Disney stuff. Oh, yes. And like I say, you don't have to be homeless. You just have to be in need. Look at that. Beautiful. Beautiful. You might know somebody who
needs it.
Exactly. And look at the women's shelters, the different shelters from abused people who live in shelters who are not able to come out. You know, show some mercy to them. You know, that soup is good. That's that Campbell's homestyle soup.
No, that's
yes. I know the label.
Yep. You know, I always think, when I see that book on Instagram, like, you know what I was going to suggest, that people are going to give cans to, or donate cans to homeless. Try to get those can tops to pull up, because otherwise they'll have a can like
this. Right. They're in trouble. They're trying to, you know, do whatever they can to puncture that top. But you're absolutely right. That is something that you have to look forward to and be aware of, because they don't have the utensils.
Yeah, think of things that don't need anything. People aren't going to have stuff to work with.
Right, right. And that's something else. You know, people, I know I accumulate all those individually wrapped plastics and whatnot, and instead of throwing them away, you save them, and they could use them too. You know, just like anything else you use in your household, folks out there need it, and you don't have to be homeless to need.
Right. Like the forks and knives, like people say, hey, or the carry out restaurant, they get the plastic individually wrapped forks and knives. You know, that'd be great to get to a homeless person, because, you know, people get food. Yeah, you want to be able to not have to eat with your hands all the time.
How many times have you received food outside and you've had one set of forks, and as soon as you dug down into that heavy macaroni and cheese or those sweet potatoes, it broke?
Yep, and they stuck right where I can't even eat it.
No, you got stuck. You just have to use your
yeah. Your God-given fork.
Yes, but, you know, I know it's...
You are now.
You have to be careful with hoarding things. But, you know, these are things that are needed. Folks out there need these
items. Celebrate with the community.
And it's not about being homeless, so to speak. It's about being in need. And look, you're not doing a whole lot elaborate. They got a small pit that you could carry and put
about 100 years.
And just, you know, put a pack of hot dogs out there. Where is the Oscar Mayer truck at? Remember the Oscar Mayer truck? Used to come along.
Oscar
Mayer
truck.
No, but I'm just saying. Where's the Oscar Mayer people at? They need to be out there with their packs of hot dogs and buns.
Our host on the show last week said you need to contact Oscar Mayer so they can give away a bunch of hot dogs because they got them to give.
They sure do.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, going back again to our block club, we used to get donations all the time. Take that tax letter and you know, bread, the meat, the sides, you know, the little individual cups of applesauce.
Yeah. The thing about all those things, there's a date stamped on them, and they can't sell them after that date, but they're still good, but they can't sell them. So if they don't have anybody just come in and take it away, they have to throw it away. And how much food would we waste?
And you'd be surprised at the suppliers, the food suppliers, the food warehouses on the west side. Yeah, there are a lot of places on the west side that manufacture.
Don't say the C word. Not in college. Not the C word. Anything but the C word.
What's this? How do you spell the C word?
C-O-L-D.
Oh.
Not today.
Don't say the C word in Chicago. Yeah, right.
Not today.
No, we're going to say that for Monday.
Yeah, we'll be back on Monday morning, Michael, as I'll be showing the porch.
Yeah.
Right, and with the snowflakes outside.
Right.
All right, well, I'm going to let y'all go because I got to get over here and work now.
so not
smells good out there. Smoke and everything coming from
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need me to hang up some more clothes. And I will turn the camera around, but I don't know how.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it, but all these the diverse icon on it. If not, you just have to see it. I'm trying to figure this out here.
And you're just right alongside one of the busiest expressways in the country.
Right.
The Congress Expressway. I don't know what they named it now. We always knew it.
Wait a minute. What's the name? Ida B. Wells?
Well, the exchange, the loop is now. Oh, no, that's the Burn Exchange. It's something.
Named after Ida B. Wells.
It's something down there, Ida B. Wells.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing. We got a lot of streets named after people. And I didn't know, my sister, when she went to France, she said a lot of famous African Americans have streets named after them in France. Oh, right, there I go.
Oh, okay.
There I go. Y'all see?
Yeah. We see you now. Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, you know, the I-57 is named after the Tuskegee Airmen.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. So,
I know Florida. He's not even coming here for
Yes. But, yes, from Halsted all the way, I-57, Tuskegee.
I didn't know that it was named from Halsted on the south.
Yeah. I-57. Yeah, We have, yeah, it's quite a bit that's infamous. And you were just with our photographer Marcus, and I've kind of given him an assignment as he's out and about. There are so many statues and marks in the city of Chicago, especially in parks and whatnot, and people just look over them. They don't pay attention to them, and these are iconic locations.
Yeah.
That we should focus on. You know, my husband, he's funny. He always marks where the gold lady is. He said that's.
You know what? I was trying to find out who that is, because there's a story behind that person.
I believe that she came up. I think she was the welcoming statue for the World Fair. Back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah. You know where she's positioned, right there at Washington Park?
Yes, yes.
So that's where the entrance of the World's Fair was. Remember the World's Fair back in 100 years ago of Chicago? That
yes.
She was, I think she was the iconic welcoming sign. And look how bright she remains.
That is amazing.
Yes, yes. So, and she stands, I don't know, 30 feet tall.
Mm.
She might be even taller than that. But there are so many other statues that are had all across the city, all across the country. And the world, and that's amazing how even in other countries, like there's a Martin Luther King Avenue.
Yeah, I think almost every, yeah, there's so many Martin Luther King streets around the world and across the nation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in every major city there's one.
Every major
but
city.
Even in other countries.
Yeah.
Like in I believe in Paris and London,
yeah.
and
yeah,
they have them.
Street named Buster, and who's that singer?
I saw a movie Midnight in Paris, and we called out her name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, the banana lady.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why.
Who was originally from St. Louis?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, and went on and lived in other countries. You know, we have a lot of people now who are deciding to live in other countries. And I was listening to a young lady last night how she was describing the differences in the United States as opposed to people in other countries. And a couple of things was that in other countries, she's in London, she said everybody walks. You know, they're either walking or they're riding a bike. But in the United States, everybody wants to be in a vehicle.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why we're not as healthy, you know, in terms of being able to, our stamina is so low because people drive everywhere. I mean, they drive two blocks down the street.
Right.
And I've been guilty of it, you know. So yesterday I walked to the store. I decided, well, I need some exercise. I walked to the store and I thought about how almost every week or at least twice or two or three times a week, my mother, she would walk when she took the bus home.
Mm-hmm.
She would walk two blocks with, you know, two big bags of groceries. And I'm thinking, this ain't easy.
No, it's not.
Two heavy bags of groceries.
And remember, we used to have to carry the groceries up in bags.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it when we had to carry our luggage. Our luggage didn't always have wheels. Years
right,
ago,
right.
We had to carry that luggage.
Because it didn't roll as that. I mean, that was brilliant. Somebody actually thought to put wheels on.
Yes, that was amazing. And that we think back now, and we see everything on wheels. All luggage, just except for the smaller bags. But now they even have the smaller bags and the briefcases on wheels.
Yeah.
And so we have definitely come up, and I was saying earlier about how we have to allow the youth to bring this in. But there's a segment I wanted to share, and I'm not sure if I can share or not, but it was about this chat people. you know that what is it? ChatGPT.
Oh.
Let me see if I can share the screen. Let's see. I want to share this screen. Oh, this is amazing how I'm now doing things.
Can a bot plan a trip to the beach? Well, sort of is what I discovered when I asked ChatGPT to help plan a week-long vacation in March. Now, it first asked me about my budget and my interests before recommending Hawaii, Florida, Costa Rica, and specific islands in the Caribbean. That's nice, I said, but, you know, I live in Asia. So in that case, it said, Bali, Langkawi, Phuket, and Krabi would be better bets. But I had another request. I want great food. So ChatGPT said,
uh-oh.
And I should really then think about Penang, Ho Chi Minh City, Osaka, and Bangkok. But hold on, I also want to avoid crowds. It's possible, said the bot, but I should focus on Langkawi, Krabi, and Bali, but only the north of Bali, not the beaches of Seminyak and Kuta in the south. Now, these recommendations are pretty spot on, so I decided to throw it a bit of a curveball. Could it?
Yeah.
I apologize, but
find a treehouse Bali for my trip. Yes.
Let me see.
In fact, it found four, assuring me that all had great online reviews.
So it keeps freezing on me, the thing. But ultimately, you know, this ChatGPT, that's that new AI, alternate intelligence. And how you ask it, it's like asking Siri or something about. So what she did was she asked him, where should I go for vacation? And she kept breaking it down. And ultimately, they gave her some suggestions. They gave her one suggestion. It said to go to Bali, but the location, the hotel or whatever, it was in Canada. And when she corrected the bot, it profusely apologized and said, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Interesting. Polite.
Right. So it just goes on to show you that everything is not what it should be, but it gives the illusion that it is. So if you're a person that's not really in tune to how to decipher what's going on and what you should look for, what you have to be careful of, you can get caught up. This is why I encourage people to make sure that when they're utilizing or going on vacation or, you know, traveling or whatever, that you get someone who is a professional in that field. You get a travel advisor because they're the ones who are studying this location. They're studying the vendor. They're studying where you want to go. Things change all of the time.
Yes,
circumstances. And so, for example, you are planning to go to Fort Lauderdale for the weekend, but you heard that the Fort Lauderdale airport was closed because of the rain. Now, are you thinking, okay, the Fort Lauderdale airport is closed. Is my hotel still available? Where do I start scrambling to understand what's going on? I can't reach my hotel because the phone line somewhere else is down. And so I just don't go. And then the hotel calls and said, well, we're charging you your first night because you did not cancel your check-in. And, you have to be aware of that. So you're like, well, you got flooded. I tried to call you. So now you're up to the discretion of the hotel or wherever you're staying that they will credit you that fund. But if you had travel insurance, oh, you wouldn't have to worry about that because your travel insurance would have kicked in. It should have kicked in if you got the proper coverage. It should have kicked in and you could be at peace. But did you know you had to get travel insurance? I don't know if you were on the line when I was saying that one of the airlines had to go. Their flight was from New Jersey to Fort Lauderdale. But because of the water, they could not land in Fort Lauderdale. They had to ultimately go to the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, and land.
Ooh.
Well, now... Yeah, you don't have a passport, so you can't get off the plane to go to the bathroom. That's just point blank. They're probably not letting anybody off the plane. But so now you're sitting there for 3 hours because you don't have your passport. You, even though you had no intention of going out of the country, but because of a situation, this is where you ended up. So are you prepared? Do you know that you need your proper travel documents, even if you're traveling within the United States? We're saying this often, get your passport. Even if you don't think you're going to ever go outside of the country, you never know. And whenever you travel, get travel insurance. Typically, what we as travel advisors do, we have annual coverage. Because we never know when we're going somewhere, and we may go on 4 to 5 trips a day. A year. And it's the expense of getting insurance for each trip would be daunting, where we can just get one insurance, an annual insurance, and be covered for the whole year. It's a win-win. And if you are a traveler, if you're going to travel, you know you're going to travel at least twice, then get the annual insurance. That way you're covered for those 2 times. And if you decide to go somewhere else, you can be covered too. The travel insurance in a lot of cases will cover when you rent a car, you know how you have to buy that extra insurance just because. And if you don't have AAA and all that, some of the times that travel insurance will compensate you for those challenges and those changes. So these are some things that you need to really focus on. And another thing that I really want to stress to travelers, and it's we're getting close to the bottom of the line, so I'm going to start talking and sharing our last commercial very quickly, but it is when you're charging your phone in these public places. No. So I would like for you all to hold on. If you have any calls, you want to call in, you have a question or a concern or a statement or a suggestion, we take suggestions. Give us a call at 515-605-9325. Again, I repeat that, 515-605-9325. And we are here all week.
Yes, we are here all week. Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel.
So see you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Get lost in that. It's time. Yes, it's time for concerts and playgrounds. So, so before we left off, and thank you again for everyone joining us, listening in, and I hope that what is said here will help you in your travels. That's the purpose of
me coming here every third Saturday and me studying all while I'm gone. I mean, I travel every day somewhere from the comforts of my office. something that was really, I wanted to get impressed upon you. We're all comfortable with our phones. And this holds our life. So much of our valuable information on our electronics. And we are careless about where we connect. Anytime you connect in a portal, that means that someone can your information, it could clone your phone.
Ooh.
So especially if you're in a public place, it's called, what they've given it a name now. It's called juice jacking. It's jacking your juice. Juice jacking. Anybody can look it up. Juice jacking. So when you put your control into an outlet, and I'm not talking about a plug. Of course, they might be able to get your information, but if you take a drive, you know how you charge your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And put that in one of those portals at the airport or at the bus stop or at the mall or in the hospital or anywhere. It can manipulate and suck your information out of your phone.
Wow.
And another thing it can do, it can download a virus onto your phone. So you want to invest in you a portable charger. Now, portable chargers, you can get them where they charge up. You know, you plug them in to charge them up. I usually get I like to use my solar charger. That way I have two of them. I always carry two of them. I carry one always in my purse. But I carry one, my solar. And only when I travel do I carry that because it's so big and it's heavy. But it's solar powered. I can put it in the dashboard or I can, you know, it could receive its power anyway. And they hold power for a long time. Or if it's a plug-in, you know, you can plug it up and charge it that way as well. But get you, invest in you portable chargers. They're not that expensive. They are really affordable. And what is affordability when you're protecting your information? I mean, we're doing everything. We're getting our passes. We're doing banking. We're doing all sorts of information. Our dates, our appointment dates, our valuable photos and whatnot. You know, we're just doing too much. And another thing, when you're in a hotel and they allow you to use their internet, don't do personal information. Don't do your banking on their internet. There's a way that you can have your own internet and your own protector. Before you leave home, you set this stuff up. I'm not real technical about it, but I know it's there. And you can have protection on your phone and on your laptop and on what's the thing between your laptop and your phone? I don't know.
The iPad.
The iPad, yes. That thing in the middle.
Yeah, it does some things the phone does, some things the laptop does.
Exactly. So, you know, you protect your information. it's valuable. How many times do you hear about folks losing information through their phone or somebody looking over their shoulder and looking to key in their pad number? When I go to the grocery store, I don't use the debit, even though that option is there, but you on your debit card, you have an option of credit or debit. Always use the credit. That way, because and sign your name some unique way. That's another thing.
How that works, like why is that important to you?
Because people can see how you key in your number. Yeah, they don't have, it's not rocket science, it's only 9 digits on there, so they can look. It used to be where there's a tone, but they can look, you know, just indiscretionally be looking and see your number. And when you use those machines, make sure you've ended your transaction.
Oh, yes.
Clear it.
Because somebody can come along and keep going and taking money out of your account.
Yeah, and you won't know it until it's gone. And then the banks, they have no recourse for you. They have no help for you. You know, it's gone. Unless they can do an investigation and see where there's something fraudulent, and it's clearly fraud. But, you have to protect yourself. And you had mentioned about safety and traveling. Safety is, you're just at the mercy of, you know, whomever you think is a higher rank. That's where your safety is, but you have foresight to understand and look around. And intuition, if it doesn't feel right, move, leave, or don't interact. You know, don't respond to somebody. Just move on. You know, even if you have to leave everything you shopped and things are not going right, you don't feel right, you don't feel comfortable, leave that stuff right there and get out and stop traveling alone. But now some folks prefer to travel alone, even if, you know, because they always say your girlfriend not going anyway, because they're going to come up with something where I can't go, the baby's tuition is due, and there's... So you end up traveling alone. But even if you travel alone, make sure someone at a home that is trustworthy knows your itinerary.
Yes. I'm always telling my daughter that. I know I'm probably being overly motherly sometimes, but somebody needs to know where you're supposed to be so that if you're not there, they know to check and see if something happens.
And how are you getting there? What is your route?
Your route, right?
What is your route?
Don't show up where you're supposed to be. Somebody will know, and they'll know the track. You know where? Well, they're supposed to have left from this location. They're supposed to check in this hotel at this time. You know, it's just a matter of safety, so that if anything happens to you, even if you're sick, I've listened to a story on YouTube. Some guy was traveling, and he went in the bathroom and got sick and passed out, and because nobody knew where he was, he was there for a while, you know. Somebody found him.
Look at the woman that was submerged in the truck. She only had like a little opening. The vehicle didn't go all the way in the water, but she was in there for days.
Yeah.
You know, but because... You know, if somebody knew the route and knew you were missing, then they could travel that road. And another thing that I say, whoever's at home or whoever you trust, and if you have nobody you trust, you've got to find somebody that you can trust. Not only do you have, they have your itinerary, and a copy of your identification, and your picture and whatnot. But if you can, let them have a credit card. Again, this is all about trust. So everybody you can't trust, maybe.
You got to trust somebody.
You got to trust somebody, but let them have a credit card. So if you have to contact them for emergency funds, you got them.
Right. That's happened to me, you know, and I missed the flight coming back from Japan, and, you know, had to call my business partner, John. Of course, we both got access to the business account, the debit card, and you had to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and send me money so I could
purchase that ticket
to get the other flight. Yeah. You know, this was an afternoon where I was at. It was 1 in the morning here.
Yeah.
But, you have to have, you never know when you're going to have to have money sent to you or paid for something and you're overseas or away.
Yeah.
And you don't have access to that emergency money. So you just never know what may happen.
You never, never, ever know. So, yeah, prepare yourself. It will never be 100%, but when you are able to travel and without a challenge, that's great. But if you're traveling and you have a challenge and you have a solution, even better. So, yes, it's not that people, you don't want people in your business. Well, but you need to have somebody to know.
Need to be in your business, because if you're traveling, things happen. Somebody has to know where you were supposed to be. So if you don't show up there, they know to check, and they know where to check.
Yeah,
they know who to call. You know, even if it's just calling the hotel where you were supposed to check in at, and if you didn't show up, I mean, something minor could have happened. You might have, you know, missed a connection.
Exactly.
But somebody. Because
you never know. Mhm. Let me give you a nugget, because you had asked about this pertaining to the convention coming up next year in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Book your rooms now.
Yeah, because the price is gonna go sky high. Close to you get to it.
And if there's any availability.
Right.
Book
right.
your rooms now. That's whenever, wherever. That's the future of all of it. Where even with sports events, you know that the Super Bowl is going to be in Miami in 2024, I think. Yeah, 2024, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be in Miami. And 2025, it's going to be in New Orleans. Book your rooms now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do kind of some different things because somehow we got disconnected from
Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Zelda StreamYard, but I have another one, but one of our viewers said she can't hear you, so
let
me try something for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so we may have an echo for a minute until.
Okay.
All right. So now.
All right.
Hold on a second. If I can work out. Just a moment. Okay. Now, how is that? Can we hear you now?
I can hear you with no echo.
Great.
Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, and I can hear you.
Well, I know you hear me all the time anyway.
Okay. So. Can you hear her now?
Yes, the first homeless gala. Tickets are available, only $100. And you can get tickets, information for tickets at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And that's meal. I'm sure that's a donation. That's a fellowship. And it's an open bar. Even if you cannot attend, you can sponsor someone to attend. They probably have tables of 10, so You know, you could donate $1,000. It's a tax write-off. Come on, businesses. You're in the tax season. You're looking for write-offs. Here's a donation that is a tax write-off. Utilize it. We have to stop thinking as consumers when we're in business. So utilize these opportunities and get those tickets. Sponsor a table and then invite some folks that you know would not have been able to afford to go. But voila, here they are. So that's the first homeless gala. Tickets are available at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Now, it is going to be in the Chicago area. And let's see, I had that up on Facebook. Let me see if I can find it again where they were telling. I have so many screens up.
Yes, yeah, we I
did have the information up at one time, and I seem to have put it to the side. But I want you to make sure that you go to that zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com and get that. Okay, yes, OCN. I'm not quite sure what OCN stands for. She might have said something, but it's their first annual gala. Please join them for a night of dancing and fun to a benefit Obliging Care Network's mission to improve the lives of Chicagoans in need. Our first annual benefit gala will be held at the Crystal Sky Banquet, 7941 47th Street, there in McCook, Illinois, on Saturday, June 3rd, 2023, from 7 p.m. to 12 p.m. Now, pay attention. This is a formal wear is expected, but if you don't have a formal wear, remember black is always good.
Black is always good.
A black shirt is always elegant. Mm. You'll enjoy open bar.
Can't go wrong with black, yeah.
Hors d'oeuvres, live music, and a live DJ. Well, I hope the DJ is live. But that is going to be fun. So
that is great.
Sure that you look out for them. They're out there trying to support the homeless and those who are shy about being in need. You know, you could be in a home or an apartment and still don't have electricity, don't have heat, sleeping on a mattress on the floor, on a pallet on the floor. You know, so many people are needing of help, and their shelter may be inside, but they're still homeless. If you're living with someone else, you're still considered homeless.
Right.
Because it's not your facility. So make sure that you go to zelda@wordpress.com and get that more information, or is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And on that zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, it is so much information on there, not only about homeless, but about the shows, about what's going on, how to improve your life, how to improve your love, how to improve yourself, your spirit, your soul. And that's what we do here at the Female Solution.
Yes,
we try to provide the solution to you all, man, woman, child, infant. We all are in need of support.
Yes.
We don't know it all. And we hope that we get those young adults in so they can get nourishment and provide nourishment for us, too. I am so eager longer to be able to sit back and not have to think.
Well, thank you, Susie Mayberry Parker, for your happy birthday wishes. We're having some technical difficulties with our connection. So I think that the...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but apparently our audience cannot hear you.
Oh.
Well,
they can always go back to the archives.
Yes.
And listen in.
Yes, so I... You know, once we lost the connection with Zelda, I think the sound went out. So
even
though I pulled up another screen,
mm-hmm.
we just weren't able to connect that. But we're about to go.
Yes. It was good being with you, helping you celebrate your birthday. You're looking so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I love those colors.
Yes.
And I certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. Don't let this just be the end of your celebration today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The rest of the month, I'll be celebrating. And I do want to...
The rest of the year until the next
Till the next celebration. And, you know, and I invite our listeners and viewers to tune in. I'll be live on my Facebook page. We did promise that we were going to launch the very special the program that will actually give us the power to live without money, and it's called service. Sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. And that is something that we have the power to do. We don't need any government permission, and we don't need a politician to do anything. We just need to think of, say, five people that you know, like, and trust. Start out with five, and we'll be explaining how the process works and the website to sign up and really start the process of circulating wealth in such a way that helps you to live better, stress-free, and get what you need. So look out for it. We'll be online later today, and we'll certainly send the link out to all of our friends and followers so that they can come on board. So
great. We look forward to that. We thank you so very much for all that you do, all the dedication and all the vision that you have. We definitely need that. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf